Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. One of the people who has been doing yeoman work for a long time in monitoring some of the parts of that war that are not generally well understood or adequately overseen is Rick Fisher. He is a senior fellow on Asian military affairs with the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Rick is the author of innumerable, extraordinarily important essays and analyses on Chinese military power and its growing capability, including his most recent book, China's Military Modernization, Building for Regional and Global Reach. Rick, it's good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Frank, thanks for having me on again.
Listen, the most immediate topic, I guess, is China's principal ally in certainly Northeast Asia is, of course, North Korea. And many Americans awoke today to learn that the North Koreans were threatening a preemptive nuclear attack against the United States if the U.S. And others, including Communist China, went along with U.N. sanctions drafted by the United States and China. So what's up with this, Rick? Is this a valid and truly worrying threat? Is this more gamesmanship on the part of the North Koreans? And where did the Chinese fit in all of this?
Well, the North Koreans have been issuing dire threats when it pleases them for decades. Sometimes action emerges from those threats, but North Korea usually does not telegraph actions. It takes them preemptively, tries to employ surprise whenever possible. So the fact that they are advertising a preemptive nuclear strike probably decreases the likelihood of that happening, but just like any crazy person who says they're going to kill you, you have to stand up and pay attention and check what's in your pocket. And unfortunately, it has to be stated that the Obama administration decided to retire the only secure American tactical nuclear retaliation device, the nuclear-armed Tomahawk cruise missile. So now we're in a situation where North Korea has nuclear weapons that it can use against our ally, South Korea, and American forces stationed there. And the United States can only reply in kind with aircraft-equipped tactical nuclear weapons, aircraft that can be shot down. So our nuclear retaliation capability is much less secure than North Korea's ability to attack us with those same weapons.
Yeah. Just a couple of points of clarification, Rick. You're, of course, talking about our tactical nuclear weapons capabilities, limited though they are and declining though they are, as opposed to our strategic nuclear forces, which remain larger but, of course, represent a considerable scaling up of the sort of deterrent calculus and yeah, may or may not be credible to the North Koreans.
Right.
What do you think?
Right. If we launch ICBMs at North Korea, we invite the Chinese and the Russians to launch ICBMs back at us, which is why it is necessary to have these other categories of deterrent capability. And when the arms controllers in the Obama administration decided to have a parade and take them away, they just weren't thinking about these possibilities when, in actuality, the intelligence was staring at us right in the face. We knew North Korea was seeking these capabilities, yet we disarmed in the face of their buildup.
Let me turn, Rick Fisher, to the area that you really have got world-beating expertise in, and that is what's going on in China itself. The Chinese, of course, have been enabling, I think it's fair to say, much of the posturing and the threats and even the capabilities of their North Korean allies. But what should we know about China's capabilities? Let's start maybe with their nuclear weapons program. You've alluded to the possibility of retaliation by them. What is its size, and what are they doing to conceal it from us?
Well, China has a nuclear arsenal of what I would consider to be an undetermined size. The intelligence bureaucracy and people who agree with them credit the Chinese with anywhere from 200 to 400 weapons of various sizes. However, the fact that China has spent the last 20 to 40 years building a strategic tunnel complex that is now thousands of kilometers long begs a legitimate question. Might they have more? Might they be hidden? Might we never be able to see them, so therefore we don't have the wherewithal to count them, primarily from our space surveillance assets. So we can legitimately ask whether we really know what they have, and at a time of their choosing, the Chinese might be able to produce hundreds, maybe even thousands of weapons that and take us by surprise and force us to back down, let's say, over a conflict in which North Korea initiates a war against South Korea, or should China decide it wants to finally settle its Taiwan question militarily.
Yeah. Our guest again is Richard Fisher. He is a senior fellow on Asian military affairs at the International Assessment and Strategy Center, the author of many, many important and very insightful analyses of what particularly China's military programs are about. And Rick, I think in addition to the point you've made, which is certainly apt, that the investment China has made in what some have called the underground Great Wall, by some estimates 3,000 miles of it, of these tunnels for concealing nuclear weapons, is indeed evidence of a vastly larger arsenal that we not only are not going to be able to discern and detect, but we may not be able to counter. Is that something that you think should be a factor in any further decisions? You've mentioned the arms controllers of the Obama administration and their recklessness with respect to our tactical nuclear deployments.
Well, Frank,
should be factoring into the decisions about the size of our arsenal overall.
Frank, I would suggest that it be the primary consideration, that it be the first consideration, that we have no business at all further reducing America's nuclear arsenal until we can have assurance that we know the size of China's arsenal and why we know it. I mean, this is one of those times when it is necessary for us to reveal a little bit more about our sources and methods. This is such a serious question. We risk such vast danger by simply ignoring this question, as the administration appears intent on doing. We endanger this country to such a degree that it is astounding that this is even being considered, that in all of its arms control exhortations, the administration rarely mentions China and really refuses to answer very serious questions about the size of the Chinese arsenal.
Yeah. And Rick, this is, again, why we value so much your work. I think to the extent that you are able to point out the folly here and, you know, exhort all of us to pay attention to it, really brings into sharp relief that the administration is, particularly with its sort of Russo-centric arms control strategy, at best and at worst, it's unilateral disarmament, engaging in real recklessness. Rick, we've got just about a minute left. Very quickly, where does China want to go, in your estimation, vis-a-vis the United States at this time?
The Chinese would very much like us to cede leadership in Asia within the next decade. But after that, once we've rolled up back to Hawaii, they're not going to stop China wants to be the next global superpower. It wants to displace the United States. It wants to write the international rules that everybody else must follow. But, of course, China is not a democracy. There's no accountability. Once it starts writing rules, it just won't stop. And we'll all be on a string.
Rick Fisher, thank you very much. A sobering analysis, but I'm afraid all too correct. We will be monitoring it closely, as I know you will, and I hope you'll do it with us frequently. Thank you for your time today, and we'll talk with you again very soon. Next up, Luke Coffey talks about another flashpoint deep in the southern Atlantic Ocean. Pay attention to this one straight ahead.
To know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.